I'm joining you live right now tonight on WWCR Around the World on the Transmitting Jewel of the South. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great message. Part two of the looming possibilities of martial law. Ladies and gentlemen, the aircraft carrier Eisenhower, accompanied by a fleet of guided missile cruisers and guided missile destroyers and fast attack submarines, just left recently. USS report in Newport News, and they are headed for the Straits of Hormuz right off the coast of Iran. Already a large flotilla of strike ships are in position. Are we on the verge of invading Iran? Now, we have done told you in part one of martial law, the distinct possibilities are growing each day that war with Iran would unleash a apocalyptic scenario in the Middle East, and it would probably begin, strong possibility, before the end of the Bush administration. Now, do you know that the Christian far right, with such proponents as Pastor Hagee and others, are advocating the destruction of Iran for the benefit of Israel? Ladies and gentlemen, this Christian God is trying to reshape the world, especially in the Middle East, as they're trying to bring to the knees these poor Arab nations that are in the Middle East that has avowed, sworn revenge toward Israel for all of the atrocities that has been inflicted upon them for the last 60 years, well, since 1948, that Israel became a nation. Iran, believe it or not, is right in this area as a rich oil nation. Now, Saudi Arabian Peninsula, there on the Straits of Hormuz, it has the largest oil reserves that have been made active. Probably not the largest oil reserves in the world, because we believe that there's been other discoveries that's been capped off purposely as we go seeking oil in other places. Well, Saudi Arabia is number one, and guess who number two on the richest oil nation? That would be Iran. Iraq is third, and so on and so forth. So you can see that a war with these countries could produce a good return for the international bankers who always, ladies and gentlemen, finance wars, have for centuries and will until the end of time. We know that. So then, we are in what we know as perilous times. Now, we're going to talk about, particularly on this segment of martial law looming possibilities, we're going to talk about food shortages, which we predicted several weeks ago would be a distinct possibility. Now, even more so, as nations are crying for food, literally. Did you know that we're seeing early signs of economic and social insanity with the foolish pursuit of biofuels around the world, food rationing in Sam's Club stores and the Costco stores have produced a panic in the United States. In the United States, of all the countries to panic about the prices of bread and rice and corn, the price spikes at cafeterias and restaurants, and the demand on these staple ingredients, the price of rice has tripled globally, unleashing riots in Haiti and Bangladesh, and the United Nations has warned, issued warnings that millions of people around the world now face starvation because that they can't afford to buy food. Americans are even starting to hoard food once again as they are getting into a preparedness measure. Now, whether or not that it will prove beneficial to hoard food or to store food, that is a better way, because there's hoarding laws against hoarding food. Laws on the book, and I gave you those directives by the executive order of the president. It's against the law. However, one of the things that would keep people from storing food is access to the funds. Right now, we're in a housing depression. We are in a growing recession economically in the United States. And it looks like to me that they are now trying to bring about social disorder, upheavals, riots, threatening riots, food shortages, fear, perplexity among the nations, and that's what the Bible says would happen in the last days. Did you know that the promising biofuel technology, meaning that they are now producing biofuels by planting more corn? This is one of the problems that has produced the grain dilemma that we have, and that leaves the great American breadbasket in her corn and wheat fields, and where that food is now being displaced by crops grown for biofuel processing. Where farmers used to grow corn as a food source, he's now growing it to sell to biofuel processing facilities, which turns corn into ethanol. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has really given us what is known as a dilemma. And we know that for decades, the industrialized world has enjoyed the luxury of producing far more milk, butter, and wheat than its citizens could consume. And so then, that we have been a major exporter. The surpluses that they had to be exported or was literally destroyed. Matter of fact, back in the days of Hoover, there were tons and tons of wheat and corn and food for a starving world that was actually dumped in the ocean to make good times here in America. With the price support quit growing grain, paying farmers to not plant the fields. And now, since the industrialized world has boomed and more farmland has been converted into parking lots, mostly for Walmarts and cheap exported materials and things of this nature, because we've turned into a nation from a global agricultural market driven by the demand for its citizens of the earth, especially America, which was the breadbasket of the world, noted long. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, most of our soil is not planted, and if it is, it's planted for other reasons other than food source. So therefore, we are in a food dilemma. Now, whether it's planned purpose, because in 1974, Henry Kissinger was employed to study the growing threat to national security of the United States, of the emerging nations around about, with their huge growth of population. And he stated that world population growth could pose a national security risk simply because of the very thing that we have right now. So the government has known about this for quite some time, that we would have people literally starving to death for food in the land of plenty, and yet the markets and the demand for other things other than food has brought a scarcity of wheat supplies and inventories. For example, let me show you. Wheat inventories have reached a 30-year low. In 1 year, inventories in the European Union, of all places, have plummeted from 14 million to only 1 million reserve tons of wheat in their bins. The fact that this arable land cannot be increased will, over the past decades, as we know that the worldwide land has stagnated, been, like I said, been paved into parking lots and blacktops and roads, as more and more people left the farm in pursuit of their dream within the cities. Well, we've created a dilemma by abandoning the agricultural state and going to an industrial state with agricultural lands being forgotten. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is a matter of economics. You cannot compete against the giant GMO food co-ops that are purposely being used today in place of the fresh produce of the local farmer around the world in order to get the, if you will, the programmed foods, the GMOs, the genetic modified foods that they have to give or to set on your grocery store shelf. And the world right now faces, really, this is literally a serious food crunch, and it's not getting nearly enough attention from our global leaders. You know why? Panic, ladies and gentlemen, such as we've had at Sam's Club and some of the major distributors of the grains that we've talked about, wheat and rice, prices tripled, ladies and gentlemen, and it came on us overnight. Did anybody see this coming? Well, yes. We said that when we expanded and invaded Iraq, that we would suffer serious consequences because of these things that we have talked about. Now, all we have to have to have martial law declared, and this could come overnight. Matter of fact, it could come before morning tonight. That's how serious this is. That we could have a global crisis in oil. We could have a war. There are skirmishes right now between U.S. naval forces and gunboats of Iranian trying to defend their international territorial waters, as we now are muscling our way into the Straits of Hormuz, and we are now, it seems to me, being very provocative, if you will, and Iran, in defending its national honor, is not in the mood to back down. Well, what could Saddam do when we told him that we'd do nothing if they invaded Kuwait? After he got 400,000 or 500,000 soldiers into Kuwait, dug in positions and occupying the country, then the tide turned, and the U.S. government invaded and drove the Iraqi forces out of Kuwait and thought they had Saddam toppled, where that they could insert their form of government. Well, they had to later, under George Jr., go in and redo the job. We're still there, and as we have noted from one of the candidates, Mr. Mekeng, he says that it will perhaps be 100 years before ever we get out. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't have any intention of getting out. We're there for the oil. And if I was to give you 10 reasons why we're going to have a war with Iran, all 10 reasons would be capitalized with three letters, O-I-L, on all 10 counts. It is simply for the oil. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the world's grain reserves are now precariously, ladies and gentlemen, we are at an all-time reserve low, right even in the breadbasket nation of America. Now, let me give you some of the emergence of a global agricultural market. We're talking about the 14 million tons that the European Union had in reserve, now dwindled down to one ton in the million. We're talking about in the millions now. We're going from 14 million to 1 million. This is almost overnight, simply because they are now selling the grain at triple the price. Well, that's what I'm telling you about silver and gold. Your food is going to be your silver and gold, ladies and gentlemen. New agricultural lands are being added, it's true, in Russia and South America. More and more land, though, is lost to residential and industrial development in Asia and Europe. And in China, 8 million hectares, which is 20 million acres, of land under cultivation have vanished within the last 10 years. For comparison, just under 30 million acres of land are currently used for agriculture in Germany. And these limitations are only tolerable if the world's population wasn't growing at a breathtaking pace. Something's got to give here, ladies and gentlemen. A hungry nation will launch out to expand and to incorporate other nations and seize their food, just like in the United States. If martial law is imposed and food shortage will be a result, and it would, I believe, because of the transportation system. Did you know right now that Walmart is picked by Homeland Security as the nation's distributor for controlled foods? Walmart, your friendly Walmart store, would become what is known as the New World Order food distribution centers, your friend at Walmart. Well, my. Well, Pastor Buddy, well, what does that mean for us? That means that world food security, as measured by grain inventories, has slumped to its lowest since records began in 1960. Just 50 days of grain inventories are available, compared with 115 days back in 2000. So we have decreased the grain inventory to 50 days here in America. Now, this is the most productive grain nation in the world, and we only have 50 days supply. Well, guess what? When martial law is declared, this grain will go to those to whom the leaders of martial law would determine to have the food. Somebody's going to get left out. And in 50 days, even what we have in reserve will be gone. That's less than 2 months, ladies and gentlemen. In 3 days, all of the stock within the grocery stores, I'm talking about, would be, the shelves would be bare and cleaned if there was a rush or a call to martial law, or men or women and children, if they knew that this was coming, it would be a rush on the grocery stores. Scarcity of water. And tillable lands means that the boom in food prices could last longer than is expected. From 1961 to 1970, the price of crude oil was static at about $80 per barrel. Based on the quality of wheat produced during that 10-year period, average price received by farmers was $1.58 a bushel. Now, a barrel of oil is topping out around $119 a barrel. Wheat is now, if you will, has gone, being on par with a barrel of oil, to being worth less than a tenth as much in the year 1970. Now it has tripled. So oil and wheat and the consuming necessities for bread and for water and for the energy to warm heat or for your automobile, this is what is taking a great chunk of the budgets of the average working man of America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is true that the largest retired, the baby boomers, are just now coming online. Guess what? With their dependence upon the government to supply their Social Security and their social services that they have worked for the last 40 to 50 years for. And these baby boomers are now booming into the now generation. They're coming online. Social Security is at the point where it could be broke within 2 years. And so there's a lot of reasons at this time that martial law being imposed, now that would suspend all government services. And the government services would go only to those who were chosen by the government as necessities. You could be commandeered for forced labor. Your vehicles and your resources could be used for martial law. And you say, well, Pastor, but it's not going to happen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're giving you the scenarios of what the Bible described in the last days as perilous times. We know that there is a danger for the emerging new world order to bring some type of order to the insanity of this giant human explosion, mostly coming out of the region of Asia. China, with their dwindling land being used for agricultural purposes, are now building factories that were torn down in America and in the middle of Europe. Germany, in particular, we've mentioned Germany as being now one of the lesser nations. It used to be a very powerful nation. And now all of the infrastructure of these countries that used to produce the food and the oil and things of this nature for the people of the world, now there is so much demand for the products in Asia, with over a billion plus people in China alone, with a dwindling agricultural support base to feed its people. Now, a hungry nation, and as you very well know, one of the old adages is that an army marches on its stomach. And so then, if you can't feed the armies, they're going to use these armies to go to other nations to demand the foods and services of these nations. And that's what war's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And the Third World War that has been projected from the 1800s, probably even before that, we are now coming online with the advent of the Third World War. Now, why would we have a Third World War? Simply because of economics and good times. And maybe, just maybe, to reduce the world's population. There has to be a solvable answer to the world population. Now, they tried everything, I think. AIDS didn't work in Africa. The population grows with millions of people dying from AIDS and infectious diseases, even spreading AIDS into other developed countries. And yet, the population increases. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a dilemma. Climate change is underway, altering weather patterns and creating food droughts and other agricultural calamities. Now you're getting the picture here, ladies and gentlemen, not to even mention the very serious problem of collapsing economies around the world. We just went through last year the plight of the honeybee population due to a mysterious condition called colony collapse disorder. This devastating the honeybee populations, and you know what they serve for the pollination of the plants that is vital to man's original plan through the Creator. Enter, again, the GMO foods that are now producing a massive global starvation, because it has been reported through scientific and through health officials that GMO foods have caused serious brain damage from those that are on these prolonged diets. And yet, is this the way to eliminate a problem for the New World Order? I think so. Planet Earth has reached its apex. And the truth of it, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a population correction due right now that will be used for the purpose of doing what needs to be done, and that's reduce the population. Bacteria, diseases, we're now told to vaccinate, and yet it is proof positive that vaccinations cause more harm. We don't know the long-term results, but we've seen enough autism and things that it produces that even our own government officials are acknowledging that it does do harm. And yet they say it's minimal, and we must go ahead with the immunization of our children. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on a crash course. We've overfished the oceans. We've overfarmed the soils and overextended ourselves where there is a population correction now is inevitable. We must do something with this. Even the poisoned rivers and the polluted skies. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've looked up lately into the sky above your head and saw these horrendous plumes that look like clouds. It's very ingenious how they do this. And yet we know that these chemtrails, they are nothing but chemtrails. They are ingredients that's been analyzed by independent research laboratories And ladies and gentlemen, whatever they're spraying is not good for your health, your breathing. If you have arthritis, if you have breathing problems, and there has been a 250% increase in just in respiratory problems and allergies here in the last 10 years. It's out of control. Something's going on. The oceans, the rivers, the polluted skies, the earth is calling to us as we betray Mother Nature repeatedly. Our ice at the poles is melting at an alarming rate. And people get up and crack jokes about people that want to call attention to the mistreatment of Mother Earth and suggest you go out and hug a tree. Ladies and gentlemen, if we keep on cutting them down, there ain't going to be a tree to hug. And global warming and all the things that we have done to our beautiful Earth will the climax in the 11th chapter and the 14th and 15th verses of the book of Revelations, where it says that Yahweh himself must intervene and return to destroy those that would destroy the earth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, is it coming? Did you know that at Costco, the big warehouse in Mountain View, California, just yesterday, shoppers grew frustrated and occasionally cursed as they searched in vain for sacks of rice to buy. And they demanded, "Where's the rice?" Where's the rice? Ladies and gentlemen, a 20-pound bag. Listen to this now. This is ridiculous, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. This is documented. Yesterday, a 20-pound bag of basmati rice that was left in stock sold for $15.99. 20 pound. Talk about silver and gold. And ladies and gentlemen, we're at the beginning of the food shortage. What are you going to do when you go into the bare shelves of all these supermarkets in vain searching for a crumb to fall from the New World Order master table? Then you'll know why that they'll throw their silver and gold into the streets in those days, because the Bible said a man will give all that he has to save his life. Due to the limited availability of rice, they said we are limiting rice purchases based upon prior purchasing history, a sign above the dwindling supply notified the shoppers that they would be limited to. And ladies and gentlemen, at this point, there was only a 20-pound bag choice left on the shelves, going for $16 for 20 pounds of rice. Unheard of. Unprecedented. Triple the cost. Now, those limits that have been placed, and for those employees that were working there, said that there were no restrictions on rice buying, but limits were being imposed on purchases of oil and flour at the same store. Now, let me repeat that. Restrictions were placed on rice buying, and restrictions were then imposed on purchases of oil and flour to curb the shortages and to deal with the concerns of those who are trying to survive, even now, as the spiking food prices have led to riots in Haiti, Indonesia, China, India, India recently banned export of all but the highest quality rice, and Vietnam blocked the signing of a new contract for foreign rice sales. In other words, these were exporters. Now they no longer are exporting because of the shortage. There have been so many stories about worldwide shortages, it goes on to say, that it encourages people to stock up. What most people don't realize is that supply chains have changed. So inventories are very short, Mr. Rawls, a former Army intelligence officer, said. Even if people increase their purchasing by 20%, all the store shelves would be wiped out. In other words, if you only spend 20% more than you've been spending, ladies and gentlemen, that's a 20%. You talk about food shortages, there's going to be a rush just like there is for bread and for water, just like the Bible said. We're living right in the time of trouble such as the world has never seen. And ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that Yahweh is coming back for a people that has kept the faith? Are you going to be ready when he comes? Are you going to get ready to ride, ladies and gentlemen? Because you know that there's coming a time that we're going to have to stand up to be counted. I'll be back with part two of Martial Law right after station identification. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'll be back just in a moment with part two of Martial Law. He's coming, ladies and gentlemen. But before he comes, there's going to be perilous times. Across this land, and gentlemen, we're going to stand up. We're going to get her done in the last days, because the Bible said that in the time of trouble such as the world has never seen, that's now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in that time of trouble, and we're entering into the days when he says, pray that your days will come. In other words, the redemption days will come. Ladies and gentlemen, natural needs, and we need to pray on our knees for our forest, for our grass. Did you know the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation that all the green grass one of these days will be burned up? All green grass? Have you ever thought about that? Something's going on our planet. Somebody is committing countless acts of violence against our nature, against our earth. And Yahweh has promised in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations to do something about it. And yet it'll be in the end time as it was in the days of Noah. An intervention, ladies and gentlemen. A time of trouble. We can land a man on the moon, or at least that's what they said. And yet we can't even prevent our own rainforest from being clear cut by the cattle ranches and subdivisions that's built in place of our valuable rainforest. Pollution is rampant. We're more interested in computers and televisions and internet technologies that beam information across the globe at the speed of light, that create electronic pollution, and our bodies are caught in the web and the entanglement of these very unhealthy rays that emit from these units that we're producing. We have bombarded our planet with senseless pollution. Frankly, we don't even deserve this planet. And you know what? Mother Nature, even nature itself, the Bible talked about nature itself. It's about to recall planet Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to know that those who have it in mind to either control the earth or destroy it, or both, and it's coming down to that, remembers it was in the days of Noah? Well, the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, you know what they were doing? The Bible said that the whole earth was filled with violence. Now, can you comprehend that? Martial law would be needed to try to keep in check. Now, why martial law in a time of orchestrated violence brought about by the New World Order? Well, there is an old proverb among the communist Zionist elite: out of chaos comes order. I'm going to repeat that. Out of chaos comes order, according to the communist plot to destroy our great planet. If they have it, they're going to try their best to destroy it. The world faces a serious food crunch, and it's not getting nearly enough attention from our global leaders. You know why? Because, unbeknownst to you, the last 40 years plus, these nations and the leaders and the elite, we've taught on them before, ladies and gentlemen, and this is real. They have large food reserves. And I'm not talking about GMO-modified food either. I'm talking about the best space age foods that will have a shelf life for 40 to 50 years. These foods have already been stocked well below in the underground cities where that they have prepared to flee in case of the trouble times, and it's coming. Do they know something imminent is about to happen? Did you know that Christ warned us to look into the heavens and to watch? And yet we're told by our government that there's nothing out there. And yet we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people attesting that they have seen strange objects in the hour and that they have been taken aboard strange craft and examined. These reports have filled volumes of books that's been written about the subject, and yet the government is in full denial under the orders of someone who doesn't want you to know that we're not alone in the universe. That's correct, friends. Satan's job was to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what has happened when we have a scarcity of water and tillable land to feed the growing population of the earth. It is unreal how the population is exploding, especially in Africa and Asia. These are undeveloped third world countries that are producing a large amount of offspring, and the industrialized nations, for some reason, are declining in the growth, particularly the United States, Great Britain. The decline of those nations' populations, and yet they're being filled with the immigrants to take their place. And so then, right before your eyes, we are in what is called a genetic war to eliminate a people whose covenant was written in the heavens. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, that I predict as a minister of Yahweh that a time of trouble will come and that Yahweh will intervene just like he did in the days of Noah. And we're in those days. And so then you need to take notice and you need to be with us as we make plans to meet in Murphy, North Carolina on the 18th of this coming month, just a few weeks away, ladies and gentlemen, from the beginning of our Passover series. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Yahweh was to return in Passover and Passover or find you in Passover, remembering his covenants and his commands? And he swore, as long as there was a sun and a moon, that Israel would remain before him. And so then, this covenant that he swore by no greater because he swore by himself, it will be kept by the Creator and the mighty ones who are mounting up on the wings of the eagles. We're getting ready, ladies and gentlemen, for the last episode, because right before the coming, there has to be a controlled, the governments are trying to get control right now, and they're going to do that. And then Satan himself, along with his angels, will make their grand entry as saviors of the world. Oh yes, it's all planned. You see, Satan will come in as God himself, and he will sit in a temple built by the Antichrist people, the people that claim to be Jews and are not. And such supporters of these Babylonian priests of deception going along with the seem right way. This is, it has so much seem right to it. It seems so real with the fancy preachers of Babylon as they were in the days of Elijah. They wouldn't listen to his teaching. They won't listen to yours. They certainly won't listen to mine. I'm a minority preacher preaching to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, of Jacob. And ladies and gentlemen, for this cause we stand, and for this cause we warn, and for this cause we plead with all those who know the Creator to pray and seek His face. And remember that the pressures in global food markets have grown so intense, and ladies and gentlemen, we're only in the beginning of this, and it's only going to worsen. Nothing's going to get better. Don't expect it to get better before it gets worse. And don't expect it to get better until Satan comes with a remedy. Satan comes with a plan. And did you know that the Bible says when Satan comes in as the Savior, that he will gather all the forces of evil? Of course, they're going to have good intentions, and of course, that's the way the devil operates. He's a smooth operator. He's a shining light, or he's the imitator light, but he's fool's gold. And all the wealth and the silver and the power and the gold of the evil and the corrupt leaders of the world who have hidden in bunkers underneath the earth will flee to these bunkers and pray for the mountains to fall. Because at the time of the intervention of Revelation chapter 11, oh, what a day. Pray for that day to come. And pray that your flight be not in the winter when all of these hardships that I'm talking about will come upon you in a day that you think not. We're just at the point of the final third world war. Well, I'm not predicting this, ladies and gentlemen. Your prophets and seers of the past have predicted it. I'm just a voice in the wilderness, crying out to the needs of our people. I'd like to see you in Murphy, North Carolina, on the 18th of May, beginning at 7:30, at the Mountain Vista Inn, where we will begin a week of planning and preparation for Passover. And we hope to see you there. It may be our last gathering, ladies and gentlemen. It could possibly be. Right now, with the prices of fuel and the restrictions that could be placed overnight, it might be the last opportunity that you have to gather with the saints. So let's get together and let's pray and turn our face toward our Creator and ask Him to hide us in the palm of His hand. Because He said, if my people which are called by my name shall pray and seek my face and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, He said, I'll hear their prayers and I'll heal the land. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that we're on the winning side, but it's going to be a great sacrifice. The birth of reality and truth will be with great sacrifice, both physical, mental, and spiritual. Now, if you'd like to write me tonight for this two-part series on martial law, simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And that's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live here on WWCR around the world tonight, on Sunday night, on April the 27th. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. if you'd like to call my dear sponsor, Dr. Gary, down in the great state of Louisiana, you can call Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439. And, Doc, if you're listening tonight, we wish you well. We pray for your children, your great burden that you're bearing right now, and the hardships you're going through with. You're in our prayers every day. We haven't forgot you. We love you. The loss of your wife and the tremendous burden of bringing two wonderful children of the house of Israel up in the way that they should go. May Yahweh bless you richly and keep you safe down in the great state of Louisiana. If you'd like to call my brother friend, Brother Paul, for StemTech, his contact number is 1-800-253-2748. It's a wonderful product. Help my eyes immensely, and it could help yours. Great miracles with StemTech. So, ladies and gentlemen, there tonight you have my message, and I'll be seeing you next Friday night on WWRB 3.185 with the Scotsman, Brother Randall, on Friday night at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on WWRB 3.185, where we give you current blow-by-blow accounts of the coming world situation. Randall and I spend a whole hour examining the daily events and put it in a biblical perspective for you to interpret the end time scenarios. I'll see you then Saturday night, next Saturday night on WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world, with the Shepherd's Call, 1 hour of biblical perspective and the message of the hour. And again, next Sunday night, I'll see you on WWCR, and that is right here on the station that you're listening to me right now, right out of Nashville, Tennessee, live and direct. I'll see you, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to get out of here tonight because the call is coming. I'll see you. Yahweh bless you.